Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Ayin Zayin. This is the 77th Psalm in the book of Tehillim, and it really has a lot of very fascinating things to think about inside it. Let's take a quick look. It is 21 psukim long in length and divided into two basic sections. The first pasuk, of course, is its koseves. It is the introduction to the Mizmor, which runs Lamatzeach al Yedusun la'asaf Mizmor, for the conductor on the Jedusun of Asaf Psalm. This is one of the 11 Psalms of Asaph in the book of Tehillim, and Yedusun sounds like it is some musical instrument. The two sections are to be found from Pasuk Beis to Yud. That's the first section in which the Mishorer, the narrator, calls out in a complaining about suffering and enemies to Hashem. And the second section is Yud Aleph to Chof Aleph, which is 11 to 21, in which he talks about a description of the miracles of Hashem of old, of late, and in history. It is interesting to note that, by the way, there are two micro sections, meaning you could divide this, you could slice this mizmor into four pieces dependent on the selahs. There's a selah which appears at the end of Dalet, and there's a selah which appears at the end of Pasuk Tes Zayin, which could make this into quarters, but nonetheless, the two first quarters are a similar theme, the two second quarters are of a similar theme, and therefore we have two halves. In terms of the actual theme of the Mizmor itself, the first half is very clearly calling out, the narrator is calling out to Hashem in a place of terrible suffering and is asking Hashem why he has been abandoned. There are veiled references in this section to the 13 Midos HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of Hashem's faith, which seems to be have been forgotten. So as an example, the end of the section, Pasuk Yud, he says, HaShochach Chanois Kael Im Kofatz Ba'af Rachamov Selah. He says very strikingly, he says, has God forgotten how to be merciful? Has in anger he clamped down and shut down his compassion? So this seems to refer to the 13, the number of the Midos HaRachamim. There's Kel there, there is Af, there is the Rachamim over here which are mentioned, which seem to not be in action. The second half of the Mizmor is the narrator calling out to Hashem and remembering all the incredible miracles in history, specifically Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's a veiled reference over here to the Shiras Hayom, the song which was sung at the sea. And there's sort of poetic parallels in, when you look at the Pesukim Yud Zayin, Ra'ucha Maim Elokim, Ra'ucha Maim Yochilu, right? That sounds very much like the song structure of Oz Yashir, and it's talking about the miracles of past. The question is, how do these two sections relate to each other? How is the personal suffering of the individual related to the suffering, the salvation of past years? So the Da'at Mikra Rav Amos Chacham says that the narrator is experiencing increased pain, more pain, simply because he is now remembering the salvation of old. Not only is he feeling abandoned now, but he's looking back and saying, wait a second, in past years there was salvation and I'm not experiencing that now. The emphasis of the missing Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the 13 missing attributes of mercy, and the missing Shiras Hayam, the missing ability to be able to sing about miracles like the sea, is actually now underscored in these two sections being put next to each other adjacently. In terms of the actual voice of this Mizmor, this voice is a singular voice, which means it's talking about, it sounds like personal suffering. However, as he starts talking about the salvation of Israel and the miracles of old, it does sound like he's expanded that voice, he's stretched it to be talking about the national state of the people of Israel. And that's when he says, Ra'ucha Maim Elokim, Ra'ucha Maim Yochilu Af Yirguzu Tomos. It sounds like he's referring to the state of Israel as a whole. In terms of the tone, this is very, very interesting. The tone of this Mizmor is not accusatory. Meaning, as opposed to Mizmor Mem Dalet 44 in Peites, which we're going to get to, where we see the person is suffering, the Mishorer, the narrator is suffering terribly, and calls out to Hashem and says, you have abandoned us. How could you? This Mizmor over here is questioning this. And you see a string of questions which are set up from Psukim Tes onwards, or actually Ches onwards. And he says, Halo Olamim Yiznach Hashem. Has Hashem, has he cast off forever? Will he never again show favor? And there's a string of questions, one after the next year. And the tone really is as a person who's suffering immensely, but wants to find out what's going on. It's not because they're throwing accusations in pain like a child sometimes does. It's saying, Hashem, how can I understand you? How can I understand you when you disappear, when you don't seem to be here? That's what seems to be happening over here, which is a very different tone to other Mizmorim. There also seems to be ending with hope, as the Rav Amos Chacham points out, that because the Mizmor ends with the miracles of Hashem, specifically the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the splitting of the sea, we know that the splitting of the sea occurred at the most unexpected moment. Israel had their back to the ocean, the armies of Egypt were chasing them, they had no alternatives. Would they have expected the sea to split? Not at all. So perhaps he's evoking that in the same way as he feels that he's in a place. He's backed against the wall, he doesn't know where to go. Maybe Hashem will evoke such similar miracles now. In terms of the events behind the Mizmor, the Da'at Mikra does suggest that this might be referring to the exile of the 10 tribes, because there is a specific mention of the Yosef in Pasuk Tes Zion, and Yosef refers to the northern kingdom. But other than that, it's very hard to pin it down on anything specific. The Malbim says this is composed about exile in general, the state of being in exile, which has been really a tremendous amount of the national history of the nation of Israel. There is a fascinating midrash at the beginning of this Mizmor, which does suggest that this is actually a conversation between man and God about the justice system of Hashem. And like was mentioned beforehand, Hashem only really answers these questions when a person is asking and not complaining. So like Chabakuk, which is a very short sefer, which we covered a while back, Chabakuk asks Hashem questions about his justice system. And in fact, the Midrash goes so far as to say that he drew a circle based on the psukim, and he stood in the circle and would not leave it until Hashem explained to him how things are working. And what is interesting is Hashem does answer him, and the Midrash evokes this Mizmor Tehillim as another example of this, where he says, "Lakein hanavatzeach al yidusun." This is why the Mizmor is on the yidusun, which is a musical instrument, but he says the word yidusun comes from the word hadatim, the laws, valadinim, shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ovrin aleihen, kevin sh'yiroin she'yotzakim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that, you know what, you want to understand why it's happening? Well, look at your actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them the justice of the situation, because yes, you brought it upon yourself. That's what seems to be indicated over here. In terms of the places in our davening that it does not appear wholesale, but Pasuk Dalet, as an example, does evoke certain memories. Ez kara Elokim ve'emeh haya, asicha v'sisatev ruchi sela. So this is the Pasuk Dalet is translated as where the Mishorer says, "When I remember God, I moan. When I speak of Him, my spirit faints because He's suffering terribly." This becomes the basis of one of the Pizmonim, one of the songs in Slichos, where it goes, "Ezkara Elokim ve'amiya birasi kol ir al tila benuya." When we think about how Yerushalayim is in a state of disgrace, that is built on this pasuk. In terms of psukim in the spotlight, just two psukim to focus on briefly. One is pasuk Yud Aleph, in which he says, "Va'amar chaloisihi shenois yamin elyon." I shudder when I think about the changing of the right hand of Hashem on Most High. What does it mean? So all the Mefarshim debate over here. What does that mean? Hashem changes His mind. How is it that Hashem changes His mind? The Shlach HaKadosh, quoting this pasuk, says in Toldos Adam in Beis Ir Chaima Aleph, he says a very fascinating thing about this. He says that, you know, when we look at Hashem changing His mind, sometimes we think, you know, well, what caused that? You know, was He in a different mood? Is that what happened? And that's not at all the way it works. He explains that the world works in a dynamic process. There is what we call a spiritual flux. The energies are shifting all the time. And what Hashem is saying is, if you shift the way you're acting, that shifts the energy system, and automatically the system will change. There's consequences for actions. Meaning you're wondering why Hashem is no longer performing miracles now? Well, I'm shuddering to realize that it's because of our actions how Hashem changes the way He interacts with the world. So there's a dynamic system of energy which is being affected by our every action and our every thought. That is what is really going on over here. That's how change occurs. Finally, last pasuk to focus on the psukim is the last two psukim. Bayom darkecho shvilecho, b'mayim rabim v'ikvo secho lo nodo. We say that your path was in the waters, in many waters, and your footprint was not known. You led your people like a flock of sheep at the hands of Moshe and Aaron. The Chazal famously say that when Kriyas Yamsuf occurred, all the waters in the entire world split, and it could be because of the on the basis of this pasuk, but Maim Rabim, that your path was in many, many waters, but it was Vikvasechol and Adol, but nobody understood it, because you could have a person who was sitting in Greece at the time, and when the local lake split in half, they had no idea what was going on until they heard news, the Nochisa Katzon Amecho B'yad Moshe V'Aaron, that there was one body of water which was split for a purpose, and that was the nation of Israel going through it, and that implicated and that affected the entire world. That was the power of that miracle, and that's the power of the miracle that this Mishorer is hoping for today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.